Chapter 1 Cherry Cooper put on her blinker to turn right about 5 miles before the driveway that led to her family farm. She'd lost her mind, that was all. She could schedule a few sessions with her therapist and drive Jed Forrester out of her head again. She'd done it before with Charlie, then with a man named Tyler, then Dr. Freeman, then Jed. And yet, she turned right onto the paved road that led to the corn maze at Forrester Farms, something she didn't even want to do. She hadn't been to a corn maze in years, and he hadn't invited her to stop by and get lost with him among 9-foot stalks and plenty of straw bales and scarecrows. Why was she here? The salty cowboy had told her he didn't want to date long distance.
I don't have time to drive to Casper every week, Cherry.
The words stung at her brain as much now as when he'd texted them back in September. After he'd kissed her, of course. The man had likely gotten what he'd wanted, and he didn't want her anymore. Cherry hated the self-defeating talk inside her mind, but she couldn't come up with another explanation as to why Jed had been so keen on texting and calling and getting together, and then gone cold. After he'd said that, Cherry had been so glad she hadn't told Lee or Will about Jed. She didn't want to have to defend him, because he didn't deserve a defense. "Then why are you here?" she asked, panic starting to set in. If Jed was working the corn maze, he'd see her car. He'd know she'd come by to see him. And that would only fuel his already huge ego. The parking lot for the maze wasn't big by any means, and a single cowboy stood at the entrance of it. He didn't seem tall enough to be Jed, and Cherry couldn't turn around on the road anyway. She had to go into the lot to then go back the way she'd come, and she watched the man wave her to the right. She went that way, desperate now to get away from this place. Why in the world had she come here? Why not? Her feisty mind fired back at her. She had every right to visit this public venue. She'd pay the fee, and she'd wander through the dry and dying stalks, and then she might have the strength and courage to continue to her family's farm. Her sister was due with her first baby tomorrow, and while Cherry had already been home more this year than she had in the 5 preceding it, she wouldn't miss being there for Rissa when she came home from the hospital with her first child. She parked and got out of her car, tugging her hooded jacket tighter around her and zipping it up. She wore a pair of jeans that hugged every curve and had a thick seam going down the front of them, and a pair of trail running shoes that had extra thick soles with a hiking boot grip on the bottom of them. She'd practically dressed for this corn maze, and she hadn't even known it. She paid the fee to a woman in a makeshift ticket booth with a large American flag flying far above it, and moved toward the entrance of the maze. Now that Halloween had passed, the place wasn't terribly busy, but a family had gone in ahead of her, and she walked slowly until she couldn't hear their voices. At every junction she came to, she turned right, 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 until she couldn't go right anymore. Then she started turning left, and eventually she had no clue where she was. The maze had big bridges built into it, so she could go up a dozen or so steps and stand on the bridge and look out over the cornstalks to try to find the way out. She didn't do that because this corn maze had become a representation of her life. Always making the wrong turn instead of the right one. And if she did turn right, she found out later that she should have taken a left. She walked alone in the maze, just as she did in life. Sure, she had friends at work and friends who lived in her neighborhood, but she knew it wasn't the same as having someone really close to her whom she could count on for anything. Her mind needled at her, telling her things like, "It's probably time to come home, Cherry," and "You won't have to see Charlie. You'll be okay." She definitely needed more therapy to let go of the broken pieces